Blog Talk Radio.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rape. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Much pride to back off of it. I wear it well when no one can see. I'm talking about pain. Gonna take trials to be delivered. Y'all know that happiness ain't for free. I'm heading down the wrong way. Please, somebody, won't you? Oh, please, won't somebody please stop me, yeah.
My soul is on fire, and I can't take this pain away.
Got me running.
My soul is on fire.
I'm still hurting, about to give up. Done lost sleep and lost weight. I'm doing bad. Getting hard to keep my chin up. I need somebody to kneel and pray for me. Yeah. I'm heading down the wrong way. Getting hard for me to breathe. Yeah. Oh, please, won't somebody please stop me? Oh,
my soul is on fire.
Oh,
and I can't take this pain away.
Got me running.
My soul is on fire. Oh, and I can't face another day.
Greetings. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, the true and living God, who is Almighty God, Allah in person. We forever give praise and thanks to Him, our Redeemer and Savior, for coming in our midst and raising up a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God. We speak none other than the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad, the Lamb of God. We greet all of our listening audience with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. We say unto you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Again, we'd like to thank you for joining us live. We'd like to thank you for giving us an hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank you for joining us live and those who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, and I'm going to talk about that Facebook in a second. BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555. and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Greetings, my beloved. Greetings. I know we haven't had a show in a few days. I'm working on a second book of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Also, health reasons, I had to take a couple shows hiatus, and I was supposed to rest even today, but I chose to come on before the people because I miss you just like you miss me. But there are a few things I want to say to you. Some of you brothers and sisters are not men and women of your word. I've gotten dozens, hundreds of emails practically begging for a book like the Warning to the Hypocrites. Now that the Warning to the Hypocrites are out, some of you Negroes, that's what you're acting like, Negroes, have not put your money where your mouth is. You know who you are. And I look at the emails, I mean hundreds, brothers and sisters, hundreds of emails. No, thousands, I should say, of emails. People say, yeah, you need to get that truth out to the people. Yet, the majority of the sales so far has been by those who are just sympathizers and those who do not readily believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the messenger. Those who claim and profess faith have not put a nickel towards purchasing the book. This is not my words. These are the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's words, and these are words that you should cherish. You should have that in the fold, just like Message to the Black Man, Our Savior Has Arrived, How to Eat to Live, Part 1 and 2, and The Fall of America. But daily, hypocrisy is being manifested on a daily, hourly, minute-by-minute, and second-by-second basis. This is the part when the Quran says that self-accusing spirit will condemn you on the day of resurrection, and we are on that day. So I want to point that out to you all because I call an ace and a spade. Listen, brothers and sisters. Also, Blog Talk Radio is up with that foolishness again, and I have to bring this out just in case we get cut off. We had some clips, some important clips, to upload to our dashboard so that we can bring before you today. Blog Talk Radio from about 8 o'clock yesterday to about 3 in the morning, my wife and I, 3 or 4 in the morning, we were trying to upload the clips every time Blog Talk Radio disconnected us and spit the clips back out. They wouldn't even let us put them on. So after a while, we let it go. We turned the computers off. We came back right after prayer, tried it again for another hour, the same thing. Blog Talk Radio refuses to let us put some more of these clips up here that we want you to hear because they are so pertinent to the time, and the time is at hand, brothers and sisters. We see the world is on fire. We see the world is falling. But what we must know is, what are we going to do in this falling of this world and in this burning house? What are we going to do? But I'm going to address something before we go further on this issue. We who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad love, honor, and respect the Honorable Marcus Garvey, the Honorable Noble Drew Ali. We love them, and we thank them for their sacrifice in this day and time. But brother, Mr. L, you got it twisted when you write these little things on the Hiram's 1555 blog. So instead of me responding in writing, here I am today on the Hiram's 1555 blog presents the Star and Crescent Report, telling you, if you believe so much in what you wrote down there, here's the platform to prove it. Muhammad taught us that the day of resurrection is a day when all of the theories and beliefs would be put forth before the people to be tried. So bring on what you say, as you disrespected the last and greatest messenger of God, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad, but you will not cause us to disrespect the sacrifice of Drew Ali. You say Farad Muhammad, as you call him, was a member of the Morris Science Temple before they changed the name to the Nation of Islam. See, this has been propagated in the last decade or so, and because no people knows how to, many of you don't know how to defend this, it has lingered out there, and people, it has taken root. infertile ground. But today, you got somebody today on the ad that's going to address it and force you to bring your proof today. You say Elijah Muhammad took his teachings from Drew Ali. You say Farad sponged off. In so many words, this is what you say. Farad sponged off Drew Ali. Did Drew Ali teach that the black man was God? Huh? Did he teach about economic development? Huh? Did he teach a theology of time? Did he weigh the earth? Did he weigh the water? Which part was useful land? Which part was non-useful land? How high the mountains is? How far the earth is from the sun? How far each planet is from the other? And how far this galaxy extends? And did he even measure in his lectures and writings the speed of light, the speed of sound, or most importantly, the speed of thought? If we are truthful today, we must say, in all of these areas, Mr. Ali, Noble Drew Ali, is lacking. We must say these things, and we must be honest as we put before the people. Listen, today, this is no knockdown to Drew Ali. This is in defense of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, in the Bible says, and believe me, for those of you who are listening via computer, we are going to get on our subject, but I have to address these issues because you have people who have been brainwashed by certain people because they have an affinity with another person and do not want to give Elijah Muhammad the credit that is due to him. If you look at the works of Drew Ali, the works of Garvey, they pale in comparison to the works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. On the back of Message to the Black Man, Reader's Digest says this: "This mild-looking man is the most powerful black man in America. He offers a new way of life. Muhammad prompts even his severest critics to agree when he says he attacks traditional reasons the Negro race is weak." Now, they didn't write that by Drew Ali. They didn't write that by Garvey. Matter of fact, remember in the Bible it says, before that coming of that great and dreadful day, I'll send you who? It didn't say Drew Ali. It didn't say Garvey. It said, I will send you Elijah. And he, not them, they, we, or us, but he will turn the hearts of the father to the children and the children to their father, lest I come smite the earth with a curse. Now, in the Quran, it speaks of a Muhammad in the day of the resurrection who would teach the people Islam. And teach the people in a tongue other than Arabic. And it says that he would give them the wisdom and the book. Drew Ali did not teach out of the Bible, which is the book. Drew Ali barely taught out of the Quran. Brothers and sisters, let us be real on this. And since you make statements, you must back up your statements. Where did Drew Ali predict the fall of General Motors and Ford? Huh? When did Drew Ali go into the science of grafting in the atom? When did Drew Ali teach you the creation of God himself? If he did not, and he did not, then how in the hell can you say Master Farad Muhammad borrowed from Drew Ali? The Bible teaches you that when God comes, he would weigh the earth and measure it, and measure the water, and measure the universe, and give you it by inch, huh? Did Ali do that? Did Garvey do that? We have actual facts where Elijah Muhammad got it from his teacher. Huh? Look at the progress. It said this last messenger would be encircled or encompassed in a circle of angels. This last one would not be killed, huh? What did they do to Garvey? They deported him, didn't they? What did they do to Drew Ali? They shot him outright, didn't they? At the police station, some say. Huh? Let me tell you how this Elijah Muhammad is. They took him off the streets for teaching Islam, and he turned the prison into a temple. And when have you ever heard of the government kicking a man out of prison? Huh? Come on now. Come on, history best rewards those who research this. We cannot turn turn a blind eye to the great and malevolent work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen, we're not going to denigrate the sacrifices made by those who came before, but we must put them in their proper perspectives, because Drew Ali and Garvey, great as they are not Elijah Muhammad's peers at all. Jesus and the Muhammad of 1,400 years ago, as great as they are, they yet lack the scholarship to teach you on God and the science behind God and the science behind the devil and the science behind matter, motion, and spirit. That was left to a last messenger. Jesus said, I can't tell you, but when the Spirit of truth come, he shall reprove the world of sin. He going to teach you everything on the science of life. This last messenger, Elijah Muhammad, today. Listen, 1930 to 34, Farad's teaching Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad goes into the science of the atom. When did the white man start experimenting on the atom? Come on, brothers and sisters. They didn't experiment when Drew Ali was teaching, because he never told them that, But after Elijah taught the world about everything out here in this universe is trapped inside an atom, and if you crack that atom, you will come up with an explosion. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. It wasn't 20 years after Muhammad taught that this white man tried to explode some atomic weapons, didn't it? Elijah Muhammad taught you on the graftation or the mutation or the science and genetic manipulations of genes in 1930. Did Drew Ali speak of these things? No, sir. You laughed and you mocked Muhammad. But what are they doing today? They are now genetically engineering and modifying genes in animals and insects and even in plants and food, But Muhammad said that. They are now even going into the gene and splicing in good health and splicing out sickness. But Elijah taught this. Where's your proof that Drew Ali taught this? And if you cannot prove it, then shut your pie hole and accept the truth. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable, Elijah Muhammad. Listen, the Star and Crescent Report is here. Let us try out our theories. Let us try out our beliefs. Here it is. I ain't going nowhere. 347-989-0855. 347-989-0855. And I love Drew Ali. And I love Garvey. And I will not denigrate them just because you are off point and out of place trying to denigrate the last and the greatest messenger of Almighty God Allah, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad. But what I will do is point out the facts and defend Elijah Muhammad to my last breath. All praise is due to Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. Now, let us go to our subject at hand. And brothers and sisters, for Brother Hussein, who's listening out there, brother, I just got the shipment of Warning to the Hypocrites, and you know, brother, your shipment is on the way. Brother Hussein has told you on the air several times that he's in a nursing home, and so some of the things that we have access to, he doesn't have access to, and I love my brother, and I'm going to send this brother a copy of this book so he can have it at hand. I love you, brother. You stay strong. You stay listening to the Star and Crescent Report, and I'm going to keep you updated on minute-by-minute things. Now, brothers and sisters, the time is at hand. This is real. This is nothing to shake or fake about. This is real. The time is at hand, and we must learn to do for self, and we must start planning for the total collapse of America and the white world. We're in such a situation now. The white man is so mad now that he's lashing out in every way. You see the politics on the campaign trail, right? You see these things. You see how they're blaming black people for being on welfare when a majority of white people are on welfare. As a matter of fact, when a majority of white people take up most aid, be it Section 8, HUD, food stamps, or welfare. And when you look at it, brothers and sisters, and you want to be real about it, we have to understand that a lot of aid and welfare that they don't classify as aid is given to white people too, like foreign aid, foreign development, tax loopholes for the rich, farm subsidies, corporate subsidies. And if you put all that on, then it multiplies their living on food stamps and aid by hundreds of times, right? And I'm telling you this is because now the job market is looking bleak, brothers and sisters, for the black man. They're looking bleak for the black nation in America, what I'm getting at. I do want you to understand. I had these clips that I want to play, but I want you to play. I'm going to play something real, real soon for you in just a second. I'm pulling it up as I'm speaking to you because I want you to see the exact thing that is going on in the world today, especially in America, especially for you Negroes who love this devil. This is what I'm getting at. Who thinks that this devil is going to be able to provide for you in these economic times of uncertainty for himself. Now, the first law of nature is self-preservation. We know this. So, if the devil is catching hell, and the devil is known to give you hell and make heaven for himself, and we see that the world is on fire, we see this. We see that this economic system is on fire. We see that its industrial base is on fire. We see that its educational system is on fire and going up in smokes and flames. We see these things with our eyes. We feel them in our wallets. We feel them in our stomach. But the question is, now, what are you going to do watching these things transpire? Listen, in the fall of America, Muhammad tells us right here about America's rosy promises. He says, there is no justice for the poor so-called Negroes in America as long as they are subjects under the American flag. A great attempt is now being made on the poor, lost, found so-called Negroes to deceive them by making false friendship and the passage of civil rights bills, and forcing themselves to accept the lost, found so-called Negroes into their social equality. This is only a trap for us. To accept it will make us the enemies of God and our black people of Africa and Asia, who are our true friends. It would be totally ignorant on our part to be swept away to our doom by accepting these maelstrom promises of social equality temptations. Our ignorant masses cannot be trusted under the charms of temptation of unalike. But in the end, you will regret your actions. I'm going to stop there because I'm going to read something further in just a second. But look, we're already regretting it. You see, people, they say that a disproportionate amount of the veterans of foreign wars are homeless. And a disproportionate amount of those are blacks. They say the disproportionate amount of veterans are jobless. But a major disproportionate part of that are blacks. You see, blacks can't get loans in good times. Now they definitely can't hardly get them in bad times. You see, the wealth that was siphoned and sucked out of the black community with the Ponzi scheme of home ownership when they were beating you down with these phony mortgages, huh, and investing in real estate. So today, what are you going to do? I ask you, will you continue to say, we got a black president, give us a chance? Please give him a chance to make things happen. Well, we gave him a chance to make things happen. He can't make economic things happen, huh? But he can make war happen, can't he? He can find money for war, huh? He can find money to fund insurgents. He can find money to fine-tune bombs and warfare equipment, huh? Talk back to me today. But he can't find money for you. He can reappropriate money that was given in the budget for X, Y, and Z to a cause over here, but he can't reappropriate money out of the military budget and out of the black budget and out of the foreign affairs budget. He can't reappropriate that for you, for your jobs. He gave trillions to crooks, them Jewish crooks on Wall Street who had already stolen trillions. Not one of them is in jail. But when it comes to you, he's talking about giving you a $40 tax break, and he's only talking about that because it's election time. Listen, The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, if America wants to offer us a better side of her, why not offer something of permanent good, such as a portion of this country, a few states for our ever-increasing population? Will the white man fool himself in continuously making promises to us that he knows he cannot fulfill? He has his own problems of unemployment, with his ever-increasing unemployed of his own kind fleeing from Asia and Africa, plus the loss of foreign trade. Can we hope for him to care for us and our children forever? Then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad answers in the emphatic statement, saying, no, we need a place on this earth that we can call our own and go to work and produce our own needs. And this will provide us with the employment for our unemployed. Let no man deceive you. We are face to face with the change of the world. Now, brothers and sisters, because I could not upload the clips, I'm going to try to do this ghetto style. But you have to listen closely to the speakers from which I'm playing. I'm going to play it out of the real player. And I want you to listen to the situation of unemployment that they're talking about and listen to what they're saying about you, black man. So bear with us today, and I just want you to pay close attention because it's going to be kind of low and muffled. And I'm going to turn my microphone up because I'm going to be playing it through my microphone. So brothers and sisters, give me a chance to pull this up for you. And I just want you to understand that if it's bad for them, and they've shown that they don't care too much about us, And the law of nature, the first law of nature is self-preservation. As these jobs continue to shrink, who do you think is going to be the worst one off, huh? They even treat the so-called Latinos better than you, and they think that they scum. So that lets you know what they think of you. So listen to this, brothers and sisters. Here we go. It's getting ready. Real player has – here we go right here.
The report indicates that black unemployment in America still remains a complicated problem for the U.S., even as the Bureau of Labor Statistics figures indicate a national decline.
It's terrible, man, because, you know, for me, you know, because I read for it and I get that job, but for the other people, it's hard.
The recent drop in unemployment has not reached members of the black community. The national number stands at 8.3%. However, blacks have historically faced much higher unemployment rates, and they continue to do so. Daryl Bynum has been unemployed for more than 3 years.
I found other means to, you know, support myself with working with kids and, you know, doing different things in the community with kids. But the workforce itself is at a low.
And when the workforce is low, that means unemployment is high. In some of the areas of the country, black unemployment is more than twice the rate of whites. Latinos fall in the middle. In the next-door state of Maryland, black unemployment is at its lowest rate in the country, 11.2%. But that number is similar to the highest rate of white unemployment in the country, 11.7%, in the state of Nevada. There are five states in the country with black unemployment more than 20%, as the national figure for unemployment is below 9%. Washington, D.C.'s black unemployment rate is above 21%.
We need a bigger, bolder effort to really make sure that when we create jobs, they reach some of the most disadvantaged communities.
Algernon Austin, one of the authors of the report, says the black unemployment dynamic is created by several factors. Education, of course, being one of them. But he also points to racism as a long-standing cause.
The gap has been so large that a white person with a criminal record has about equal chance as a black person with no criminal record.
Meanwhile, much of the nation's black population is told they're fighting against the odds of finding long-term employment.
They're not hiring right now. Check that. 3 to 6 months later.
And for many others, it can take years, like in Daryl's case. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.
Brothers and sisters, do you still believe things have gotten better for you? Do you think that America's colorblind, huh? Do you think that you have the equal opportunity and equal chances that your white counterparts? Did you hear what the statistic says? That a white person with a criminal record has an equal or better chance at getting a job than we who don't have criminal records. So, again, I pose the question to you. We know that the world, especially America, is on fire. Now, what are you going to do? Will you continue to fall for these maelstrom promises? Will you continue to think that you will overcome so long as you follow the path laid out by Dr. King? Huh? And we must remember that Dr. King didn't just want integration. He wanted intermarriage with this devil, this beast, who has shown you nothing but hatred, immorality, degradation, filth, wickedness, lewdness, sickness, perversion since you've been here. Huh? Come on, talk, man. Talk back to me this day. This is a forum where you need to talk on. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's getting so bad. It's getting so bad for this white man that he's scared and he does not know what to do because he knows that the judgment is on him. And brothers and sisters, if you do not get out of the way of God, who is shooting his arrows at this beast, trying to bring this beast low, you too may be knocked down on your back too. Listen, I got to go to something because I want you to see just how bad things are, and I don't want to miss no time, but I got to read this. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says on page 203. He says this: I am afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, a very few, of course. Brothers and sisters, we have entered that time where you have become a disappointing people. You take wisdom and you run with it. You don't want the whole thing because the whole thing is not to your liking. So you take bits and pieces and you run. But you don't realize, as Muhammad says, all of the plagues, the destructions, and judgments which Allah used to destroy the wicked and disobedient from the time of Adam up till this day will be brought upon America. Then she will be burned with fire. This is the time of trouble that shall bring America into insanity. Now let us see whether or not Muhammad is right. Let us see if he is right on this. I want you to pay attention to this, brothers and sisters, because this in itself is something. Listen to this. Listen.
But back at Whitney schools, the teachers see a different reality. Free school meals only get the children here through the week. So on Fridays, they pack some food for the weekend, too.
We need to make about 150 bags. These are little beefaroni type cups. They're pop top because a lot of the kids don't have cooking facilities, so they can just pop top this open and eat it cold if they need to.
The fact is that now 20 million Americans, almost half the poor, earn less than $11,000 or 7,000 pounds a year for a family of four. The numbers living in deep poverty have exploded under President Obama.
I work in the cafeteria for lunch duty, and a lot of times I would see children putting ketchup packets in their pockets, lots of them, to take home. For what they do is they add a little water to them and make ketchup soup, and just noticing that the kids were very hungry all the time.
The teachers told us poor children here ate very badly at home, but we assumed they had enough food. They got together a group of pupils whose families they know are struggling.
We don't have any dinner at home.
How often does that happen?
Well, it's already happened 5 times.
How does that
feel? Well, it felt kind of weird because it felt like I was kind of getting dizzy one time.
Have you ever not been able to have dinner at home?
Yeah, I went to bed hungry because my parents didn't make anything, and we had nothing to eat. So I just went to bed and waited until I went to school to eat, and I was very, very hungry.
How did that feel?
Well, when I went to bed, I tried to ignore it, but my tummy kept on growling, and made me so mad.
Stephen is troubled by a host of worries most 8-year-olds don't have. His mother is pregnant.
We don't have enough money to get the food for the baby. I feel real sad for it. So that's why my mom thinks we're going to give it to adoption. but I'm not sure if it costs money. And the good thing about it, my mom gets to choose who it is.
Leslie is six. She was more withdrawn than the others.
My mom takes rats. Getting rats? Is that something that you eat a lot, or it just happened once? Was that because she ran out of food? Yeah. How did that make you feel?
Whether you, brothers and sisters, heard it or not, the young girl said her mother was forced to eat rats because they had no money, no food. This is going on right now in America. Now, it's a sad thing that we see these things, but we see them with our eyes. This is what I'm saying. How much more do you have to go through to bear witness that it is time for us to separate from this beast, and how much more chastisement must you go through to say, you know what, maybe we should separate and go towards ourselves? Listen, you want a different result, but you want to stay with the same actions. You want to stay with this devil. You want to stay with this beast. You think tomorrow he'll give you a chance, though he didn't give it to you today or yesterday or yesteryear. You think tomorrow he'll change his stripes, though he didn't change them today, last night, yesterday, or yesteryear. And this is what is defined as insanity, constantly doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. We have been with this beast for 5 centuries, and we are still expecting him to change his ways, tactics, ideas, actions, principles, government, laws, and politics for us. That is pure insanity, brothers and sisters. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Listen what Muhammad says. And I have to reiterate this part again because I've read this before. It is terrific. I use the word terrible because it is not a thing that can be described as something mild or something that is moving slowly, nor something that could be recognized so easily by the common people. It is clear to all who can see that America has reached the stage about which she's always been warned. She always wanted to keep it a secret because of her so-called Negro slaves. She never desired for the slave to know too much of what was in store for her because of her enslaving and mistreating her slaves. She has reared them for the past 400 years, and she knows them. She knows how they think and how they react to her teachings, and she knows their fear of her. She knows her slaves, but the slaves do not know America, their slave master. The great, dreadful, and awful day of doom is now in the doors and windows of America. And of the church, the religion of America. As long as Christianity worked, America thought she was safe, didn't she? She bragged about having food. Let me tell you how wicked America is. At a time of her prosperity, America would load humongous ships full of containers, full of food. I mean dozens and sometimes even hundreds of them. Send them out to sea, brothers and sisters, and to keep the price of food high, she would sink the ship, or she would burn fields full of food, or she would pay farmers not to grow but X amount of crops, brothers and sisters. That is a definition of a beast, a devil, one whose wickedness is not confined to himself. That is what Caucasian, that is what Satan means. Listen, we are seeing these things now as the blowback effect. Remember, the Bible says, before the coming of that great and dreadful day of the Lord, I shall send you Elijah the prophet. Now, we have had Elijah Muhammad. Now, let us calculate on his work. Let us calculate on the time, because time is motion and motion is life. Since Elijah left us and is no longer here amongst us physically, do we admit that there has been nothing but great and dreadful days? And it is intensifying as we speak. It is intensifying as we breathe, as we live. here, and as we walk, we see the intensity of the destruction being magnified daily, hourly, minute by minute, second by second. This is what we're seeing today, right? Come on, brothers and sisters. You can call in 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. This is your forum. We are talking about a world that is on fire and what we must do to get out of the way of this fire that is going on. We have got to unify, but we have to unify on truth, because if we unify and it is not the truth is not the basic foundation of why we're unifying, then we are building a false relationship that cannot last long. Anything that's built with any kind of distortion or distraction or falsehood today will not stand. That's why the Bible says your agreement with hell will not stand. So today we are here. We have been forced into this corner, and I'm going to answer your call in just a second. Listen, we saw that the children are saying that they have no food. The children are saying that one of them is saying that their mother is pregnant and she is being forced to give. She's caught between a rock and a hard place. She can't feed her baby that she has. She can't feed the baby that she's about to have. She preferred to give the baby up for adoption so long as she can visit the baby, but it costs money to give the baby up for adoption, and she has no money to feed them, give them up for adoption, or nowhere to live. These are the choices of your America today. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this. He says, you notice that our black people, especially here in America, have become sold to nothing in the world but sport and play? Stop right there for a minute. Bet you when we talk on civilization, truth, the numbers are low. Well, they're good for our show, but they're lower than sports shows. They're lower than relationship shows. They're lower than the so-called black national shows or whatever you want to have. The numbers are low because people compromise truth to get an audience, except us. People will mix in anything to be heard, except us. And we're telling you that America is falling, and we've been beating this drum since we've been on the air. And we're telling you that we have got to unify on truth as laid out by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad without altercation, without taking away. But I guarantee you, some of you would rather, instead of listening to this moment of truth, I bet you will look at every basketball game, football game, MMA fight, boxing sport, anything you can name the fighters, the players, who caught what in the Super Bowl, huh? Who made the mistake here and there? I bet you spent $50, $100, $200 on Super Bowl parties, but you can't buy warning to the hypocrites, or you can't donate, or you can't listen to truth. Muhammad says, especially in America, have become so sold to nothing in the world but sport and play. This is the way the people were of Lot and Noah. Remember what Jesus said, in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were marrying and giving into marrying. They were building and they were sporting and playing, weren't they? Huh? And they were pretending as though they professed the truth, right? This is what is going on today. Brother 813, I'm going to get you in just a second. Listen to this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, they were sold to sport and play, and they hated the teachings of those righteous prophets, and the day of their doom came, unexpected to them, because they did not heed their warnings. So it is here today, 24 hours a day, they are trying to save sport and play and talking over foolish things, spending their time in foolishness. I fear of an evil day overtaking my people here in America soon. Aren't we seeing that? Didn't you just hear the proof of that with the job market, with the forcing of people to eat rats and catch up soup and go to sleep with your children hungry? Listen, more. True, the world is warning you now, and you act as though the white people can help it. But they are telling you now that unemployment keeps mounting and they can do nothing about it. They are warning you that you are going to get hungry too, but you are not trying to take it with sincerity that they are telling you the truth. You are like a child who cries to his mother for bread and milk, whether there is any in the kitchen or not. So this is you, a big old grown child who has been nursed and fed by the white people and sheltered by them, and you think you will always have this from them. But no, sir. Remember the parable of Lazarus and the rich man. At last, the rich man died, and in his death of poverty, he came to suffer the same thing that Lazarus suffered. Being deprived of good homes and luxury of all kinds, this will be taken in this day and time. But the righteous will flourish with whatever God may, whatever they please with God. Study the Holy Quran. It is full of wisdom. Unquote. Now, we're going to go to the 813. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your brother, your humble brother, Rashid Muhammad. I say unto you, with love, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Rashid, Brother Hussein Muhammad, down in the
bottom.
I want to thank you for acknowledging me and letting the believers know that you do look out for your brothers who is in the in these so-called rehabilitation health care. So there ain't nothing for nursing homes. So I thank a lot for you having the same heart that you do.
Thank you, brother.
Second,
thank you, brother.
And second of all, we now people can see that the devil is all because he used trick knowledge. It's like a light bulb. Before a light bulb go out, it gets real bright.
Mm-hmm.
Then it go out. See, the white man is still feeling. And make him think he's going to be right here forever. But it's just his trick. He ain't going to stop feeling until Allah takes him out. So our people don't realize what the nation has taught us this man is going out because he tricked him by standing feeling and feeling and feeling like he ain't going nowhere. That's the trick they use on our people.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the eating situation, back in the early days when I was in the early 60s, when I was came to be the follower of Allah's mom, he taught about this day. He taught us how to eat and what to do with the bean soup and how to teach our children. Well, when this day comes, we'll be able to survive. So there's so much teaching that Allah's mom has taught us how people really need it. So they should come to Nasser Muhammad. Understand he's teaching why they can be able to survive during these ten hard times that we're coming for us.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you.
I want to thank you again for letting me share. I'm a long time listener. And may Allah continue blessing you and the program and your family.
Thank you, brother. I love you. And look out for that book coming your way, brother. That brother Hussein, the brothers in the nursing home, we got to look out for the soldiers who sacrificed for us and paved the way for us. That's why you will not hear me disrespect Noble Drew Ali or the Honorable Marcus Garvey. You won't hear that come from me because I recognize the sacrifices that the people made before us. Just like Nat Turner, just like you got people like Denmark Vesey and all of these people, you have to recognize and respect those who paved the way for you. But you got to put it in the context, the proper context that it should be in. So just because we have a fool out here who does not have the true knowledge of himself, cutting the food and talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I won't denigrate Drew Ali, but I will defend the messenger with nothing but the truth. And I'm going to go to the next call in just a minute, but Brother Hussein said something. He said that they were given instructions by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on how to survive these days coming. And the one thing that the white man has been doing and he has become adept at is making you believe that he's going to be here. He's building. You hear what he's saying? We're going to maintain the most powerful military for the foreseeable future. America will stay the number one economy. See, she thinks because if she uses her military, she can further promote her economy. If she can further promote her economy, she can supply more money to the military. Huh? That's what she's thinking. But I want to remind America this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says on page 212, 213, fall of ancient Babylon. He says, in the fall of ancient Babylon, Jeremiah 50:46, at the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved. And the cries heard among the nations. Here, the Bible teaches us, and we see today at the fall of the old world, there is a great noise of war, the fighting of war, the destruction of nations, towns, and cities, and the killings of their citizens. There is disagreement and confusion of the heads of nations. It is a very dreadful time that the populations of the earth are now living in. This is the time of the destruction of a world. It is not to be compared with the destruction of an organization or a few towns as it was in the days of Noah. The destruction today is the destruction of a whole world. The prophets could not have given us a better picture of what we may expect today than the picture of what took place in the fall of ancient Babylon. The earth, land, and sea are set in battle array. Every type of deadly weapon is fashioned and is now being used against man and man. Let us go and see if Muhammad is right. Oh, by the way, did Drew Ali speak of these things? No. Look, you have Russia preparing her forces, her elite forces, to defend Iran and to defend Syria. And you have the chief of general staff over all of the military, especially Russia's strategic nuclear forces, which I remind the world that Russia, when you put all of her warheads together, according to America's own statistics, America has about 15, when you put hers together, about anywhere from 7 to 15, Russia has over 45,000 nuclear weapons. Brothers and sisters, listen to me good. And they said that they would not hesitate to use a preemptive strike on America or NATO nations. They are sending warships to the Mediterranean. They are sending warships in the Sea of Oman. They are sending warships in the Persian Gulf. Russia is now fortifying the Kuril Isles, the disputed isles with Japan. And she's putting the S-400 weapons on the border with European nations. She is deploying her Iskander missiles in Stalingrad or Leningrad or whatever it's called over there. This is the most dreadful time, and you still don't believe that this world is falling? You still don't believe that the world is going up in flames? If you see these things, and they are visible, they are so visible that a blind monkey could shed tears for this. Why don't you come over to Muhammad? He has the proven track record, huh? The proven track record to do these things, to lead you to safety. Before we go any further, I'm going to take, we had someone, I guess they were disconnected or they hung up or whatever. I was going to take the call. But brothers and sisters, it is getting very hard out here for these people. But I want you to see how, brother who's, we have the call again. And I'm going to take the 424. You on the Star and Crescent Report with Brother Rashid Muhammad. I say unto you with peace and love. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Rashid. It's good to hear you back on the air, brother.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank
this,
you.
The propaganda that you spoke about earlier, Brother Rashid, about the messenger being a follower of the Moorish Science Temple and a follower of Garvey, all this stuff has been propagated, Brother Minister Rashid, by white folks. And the first time I ever saw or read anything about the messenger being a member of the Moor Science Temple, et cetera, was in a book about the messenger called An Original Man by Clegg, somebody. I don't know if he's a devil or not. But the brothers and sisters in the audience need to realize that you can't go on nothing that these white folks say. So if they put it in a book, I would say take it with a grain of salt, because they always want to misrepresent and put in a negative light the messenger of Almighty God Allah. So
before
like
you go
said,
further, brother, hold that second thought. Let me address that first thought first.
Okay.
Now, there's so many new schools of thought today that everybody want to be independent of Elijah Muhammad. If you go back to Noble Drew Ali's writings, I'm serious, his original writings, without
yes,
the addition to anything else, go to his addition, his original writings. He talked about one coming greater than him. Go to his original writings. His original writings didn't talk about science. Brothers and sisters, even though he called his temples the Moorish Science Temples, this was introduced later on down the line by people who were either disgruntled in the nation and left are people who put schools of thought in black people who would listen to the nation but didn't want to accept the strict guidelines that were given out by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So you had the nation, people who were cohorts of the nation, to leave or to raise up other people to go back there and lift this stuff up. To give you a prime example, the Black Panther Party was all but dead, huh? Who resurrected it? Huh? It was a former cohort of the Nation of Islam, huh? The Nation of Yahweh ben Yahweh. He was Hewlin Mitchell, Hewlin X Mitchell of the Nation of Islam.
And how about another prime example is the 5% Nation?
And that's Clarence 13X, who
yes,
was
sir,
once a member of the Nation of Islam. Everywhere you look, you see the hands of those who were put there in the nation to try to resurrect it. But listen, what they do, they don't just leave and go over there. What they do, they take pieces of Muhammad's teachings and take it over there to pretend like it came from over there. But if you put them on a scale of facts and you weigh them, you will find them wanting. All praise is due to Allah. And I ask any of them. I ask them any of them. Come on, Star Crescent Report ain't going nowhere. Here we are.
Tell
I prove what I say. Now you prove what you say. You say Farad was a member of the Science Morris Temple. Prove it, Negroes. Prove it. Now, surely, listen to me good. We got to use common sense. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. If the devil thought this was the case, the devil would have used that against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he was alive, wouldn't he?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't he? Wouldn't
yes,
he?
Yes, sir.
But did the devil use it? No, sir. As a matter of fact, we got an interview right here, and the interview is intact. You can go get this book from MIMPS.com. I'm just promoting this book because it's a pretty good book. It's called Is Elijah Muhammad the Offspring of Noble Drew Ali and Marcus Garvey? Go get this book here, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad refutes everything with proof about Garvey and Drew Ali. So, otherwise, if you can't prove it and you just going on hearsay, which is heresy, shut your pie hole. Now, go ahead to your second point, brother.
Well, it's just what you pointed out, Brother Mr. Rashid, that these hypocrites and disbelievers, they know that what the messenger taught was true. They know that the messenger was taught by God. But like you said, they don't want to live up to the strict rules and laws of the Nation of Islam. So they take pieces of Elijah and go and try to start their own thing. Even Minister Farrakhan doing the same thing. He knows the truth. We're bearing witness to the truth right now. If you don't believe it, all you have to do is go to the Hiram 1555 site and compare what the messenger said 50 years ago, and it's like the man is still living today. So I wanted to say, Brother Rashid, I mean, without you and the knowledge that you've been giving the people, I mean, just what you said alone, that there's a book that the messenger shows and proves that he wasn't influenced by Garvey or none of that. But it's so much propaganda out there, and you really don't get the real messenger, and it's only a few brothers that's out there that's really representing them. So that's the problem that we have. So
yes, sir. But they can also find it in the Theology of Time, the one that Mimps put out. You can find it in there because in his he has a chapter in there called Allah's Choice, and it's in the introduction. And in there he refutes Garvey and them without, you know. Listen what he says right here in one point. This is Nasir Hakim. He says, one such fabrication, well, let me go up. He said, in many contemporary black organizational forums, parts of this science is covertly being merged into their concepts and platforms without giving Elijah Muhammad any credit. Moreover, this act then takes on many forms of devaluation and concealment, thus making it necessary to introduce tactics to either coop the messenger under their founder's tutelage, respectively, or simply relegate Elijah Muhammad to a mere peer of their prospective leader, or simply relegate Elijah Muhammad to their respective peer level. One such fabrication that has taken on a life of its own is the notion that Elijah Muhammad was a former student and member of Noble Drew Ali's Morris Science Movement or Marcus Garvey's United Negro Improvement Association. In both these instances, and the assertion is completely false. In the first place, The messenger himself refutes both these claims. In the second instance, neither of these groups can furnish any evidence whatsoever. In the last instance, neither one of these groups have ever produced a working product equal to the impact or significance of what Elijah Muhammad produced. Now, brothers and sisters, now let us look at this thing as it really is. When they couldn't prove that Elijah Muhammad was a member, first, remember, they was beating that on the drums now, that Elijah Muhammad was a member of the Moorish Science Temple and that he was a follower of God. And then when that was refuted, they shut up for a while. And now they've come out with another lie, that Master Farad Muhammad was a member of the Moorish Science Temple. Well, hell, if the student exceeds the Moorish Science Temple, how in the hell can the teacher be a student of another student? Huh? If Elijah Muhammad's wisdom surpasses Drew Ali's, how can Farad be a subject of Drew Ali when Elijah got his wisdom from Farad?
It just don't make sense. Two and two together.
Brothers and sisters, come on now. Y'all dealing with a brother who ain't playing the radio, brother. When it comes to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, see, when you get yourself immersed in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you don't fear none of this stuff, and all these lies can be refuted. But because people have left these things out there to fester, they have taken root in people who don't like Elijah Muhammad, and they've also found fertile ground in new minds who are trying to explore their blackness who don't really know. So Elijah Muhammad is being isolated from their minds and from their hearts, either by Minister Louis Farrakhan and his camp, Silas Muhammad in his camp, Royale in his camp, Marvin in his camp, that pastor who was in the Nation of Islam, who is now down in Texas, who was part of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You got Reverend Price. All of these people have stolen from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to keep their flock. You got, what's his name, who was once the hot thing of the topic till we challenged him and he shut his mouthpiece, Geno Jennings. Now, you don't hear much about him no more since we said we'd come up there and talk to him face to face. He say anytime, anywhere. You don't hear, these are fads. They are fading fads, brothers and sisters. And they can't attract the people without Elijah Muhammad. So they embody or encompass some of Elijah Muhammad's teachings. But it's just like the earth. The earth is the source of our life. Now, you have these rockets that take astronauts out to space, right? That's what these people are. They rockets. But the farther they take the people away from the earth's pool, the more susceptible they are to death, right? And if they want to return to full health and full life, eventually they got to come back home, don't it? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, I love y'all. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. I don't know. I just love y'all, and I'm glad to be back on the air. I'm glad to be with y'all, and I just want you all to stay strong and be 100% with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. On that note, we go out the same way we came in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, and his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
In the Bible was written by an Egyptian pharaoh, Amenophis IV, better known as Akhenaten, the Heretic King, 1300 B.C., more than 400 years before David was born. And the Amen part of his name could coincide with the great Amun-Ra, the sun god, S-U-N. And it could be one reason why we say Amen after prayer to God in the name of the S-O-N. Did you know that the Rock of Gibraltar, which is the symbol of white stability, was named after a black ex-slave by the name of Gamal Tariq, which means the mountain of Tariq? Tariq was a Moor who had conquered what was then called Kalp or Kalpe in 711 A.D., and then after conquering Calp, he then conquered Spain, and his people ruled Spain for 700 years. Little known black fact.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
night I like the mood I'm in. Day to day the road we take, walk in brown with brown on our
face. Hi, you've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, my kids are obsessed with those fidgety spinner things, but I'm obsessed with putting a new spin on my family's summer style.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge summer clearance is obsessively good, with up to 75% off all the best summer styles right now.
Up to 75% off?
Yes, up to 75% off on thousands of styles starting at $3.99, including terrific tees and tanks, flattering dresses, and the latest shorts at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We just found our new obsession, Old Navy. Here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7/6 to 7/23. Hi, you've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, my kids are obsessed with those fidgety spinner things, but I'm obsessed with putting a new spin on my family's summer style.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge summer clearance is obsessively good, with up to 75% off all the best summer styles right now.
Up to 75% off?
Yes, up to 75% off on thousands of styles starting at $3.99, including terrific tees and tanks, flattering dresses, and the latest shorts at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We just found our new obsession, Old Navy. Here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7/6 to 7/23.